97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. My name is Bill Matthews, alongside Mark Cox, our executive producer. The legendary Carl Middleman is part of this program. Hello there, gentlemen. Man, tell you what, my shoulder, still a little tender, buddy. I'm not used to 100 shots.
Out of a 12-gauge.
Out of a 12-gauge bird shot. Yeah, we went out to the St. Louis. Well, actually, it was kind of funny, and I appreciate your willingness to just drop everything and join us.
Flexibility.
I text you. Yeah, flexibility. That's it. So Saturday, St. Louis Trap and Skeet out in Eureka, they were doing a member guest event that I was invited to. So I'm sitting there having breakfast with my buddy Kyle Kasparek. And I text you, Mark, and I was like, hey, got the morning open? How would you like to join us? Because you actually were able to buy this membership at my poker bash.
Yes.
At a deal, I hope.
You bet.
And you just said to your wife, I'm out of here. And you just joined us.
I had an opening. I had a brief opening, and we went down. We had a great time. We shot sporting clays. We had a member guest event. We shot some sporting clays. And I told you that was humbling, didn't I?
It was ridiculous. Out of 100 shots, and I don't know if you got your number, but out of 100 shots, I was actually proud with my 31 that I hit, because it's tough business.
Yes, it is. I didn't add mine up at the end. I might have done slightly better than that, but probably not much. Honestly, I don't know what was going on. Now, part of it I'll blame on the fact that my shotgun that I was using jammed on me, and I had to borrow somebody else's. So that's like golfing with somebody else's golf club, right?
Right, right.
Except the gun I borrowed was probably worth more than the one I was shooting with originally.
Well, I thought it was cool when you said, is it the Indian or is it the arrow? And I thought, wow, that's profound. But then, can we talk about what you had a chance to shoot later on when we got up towards the clubhouse? Can we talk about that?
So I needed to borrow a gun to shoot a trap with, and mine was not in service. So I went inside, and JB, who runs the shop there, was he's well known in the shooting circles, and he had been given basically a prototype, and only he and one other person had ever shot this gun. He was writing up an article on it and what he liked, what he didn't like. So I got to take that out on the trap range and shoot it over under. It was beautiful. I don't remember the name of it, I'll be honest with you, but it was a fantastic gun and probably worth three times what mine was.
Well, I've been around this sport about as much as I've been around a golf course, and it was very similar in the fact that, okay, you were having an issue on the range. Stop number four, I think we were at when you started having issues. And dude, your pit crew showed up. Somebody called somebody, and all of a sudden, here they come on an ATV, and they grabbed your rifle and went back, or your shotgun, and went back to the clubhouse and did something. I thought, how cool is that?
That was nice. That's the kind of person.
First class.
Yeah, that's the kind of person JB is, and just a great. He wasn't able to fix it, mind you, because he said you need to take this back to where you bought it. They got it fixed. It was something really simple. And anyway, right. I'm back in service now. So we had a great time.
It was a great experience. Yeah,
I would encourage people to check that out if it's a sport you enjoy. And coming up a little later in the show, we're going to talk more about trap shooting. We've got a local champion who's going to join us, and her coach. They just had a bunch of success down at the Lynn Creek Shooting Facility down there at the Paul Larson Championship. So we're going to talk more about that in the show.
But I do want to mention that the Eureka Chamber of Commerce does have an event coming up later this month, and hopefully next week we can get somebody on to talk about the St. Louis Trap and Skeet Club's shoot for the Chamber, because I believe, Mark, you're planning to be there. I'm planning to be there, even though it's a day after my anniversary.
Ooh.
But you're planning to do that, right?
I am planning to be there, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
May 19th is the day.
I believe so.
I believe is the day. Yeah. And so anyway, you can go onto the Eureka Chamber of Commerce website and find out more about under their events page. But this is a fundraiser, and it's really open to the public. So if you have done shooting sports, and you haven't done it in a while or whatever, this may be a great opportunity for you to come out and do this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Come out and be humbled like the rest of us. Or show us up. Yeah. One of the two. It could go either way. There, don't you think?
My hope is that I'll learn something in our next conversation with our star shooter, 16 years old. We're going to talk to in just a moment, and her coach, because I'm looking for advice. As a matter of fact, I think the morning of, I watched a YouTube video on shooting sports and clay shooting, and it obviously didn't help.
Yeah, good luck with that. So were you paying attention to the news headlines this week?
Of course. Yes.
We're having a few issues with our circuit attorney. So somebody called it, I believe what the judge called it, a rudderless ship of chaos in the city of St. Louis. Which what happens, just like if you're a parent and you have a child and you refuse to discipline them, the behavior gets worse. It's the same with criminals. In the city of St. Louis, they're now brazen, more brazen than ever, because they know we have a circuit attorney's office, which generally speaking won't hold them accountable for their actions. So one night this past week, there was a woman shot and killed in a parking garage about two blocks from Busch Stadium. Like when a Cardinals game was going on. Now, I don't think she was connected to the game. She wasn't there for the game or anything. But it's just the latest shooting incident in downtown St. Louis. We had one at Keener Plaza. The guy was on a skateboard. He was skating around, apparently made somebody mad. They got into a little bit of a conflict, and a guy pulled out a gun and shot him dead right at Keener Plaza. And two blocks from this radio station, back in February, is when the guy was executed, basically execution style, shot in the back of the head while sitting on a curb. That video went viral. So we've got a major problem in the city, and I think a lot of it steers back to the fact that you have a prosecutor who doesn't take criminal justice seriously, and things are falling through the cracks, and she had cases dismissed this week. Murder cases that happened 5 years ago. Guy'd been in custody for 5 years, and they declared a mistrial because the jury said, the jurors came back and said, this was the worst case we've ever seen.
You know, it's so reminiscent of what's going on at our southern border as well. It's the same avoidance of what needs to be done. You know, everybody's got an opinion about which person they want as president. And I'm not saying which way you should vote, but I will say this. I don't see any problem with law and order. And you mentioned, you know, the craziness that's going on in the city. If there's no discipline of the adults, it's kind of like if you don't discipline your children, the world will when they grow up. And it's something profound that somebody said to me one time, and I was like, wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're not getting disciplined. That's why it's a free-for-all.
They're not. I think I watched the fallout from that shooting in Atlanta. Guy goes to a medical clinic. There's a bunch of people in front of him. He gets frustrated because they won't let him jump to the front of the line. He pulls out a handgun and shoots the lady that works there and ends up wounding four other people. There's a manhunt. They finally catch the guy. He was just a mentally disturbed individual who was angry that he had to wait in line, wait his turn, apparently, to get his drugs that he was looking for at this urgent care. Why do we keep blaming the gun? It's when you listen to the president this week, I saw Senator Raphael Warnock go speak out on this. All of the mainstream media, cable channels at least, and a lot of them on the network news are all talking about gun violence. We got to focus on gun violence. We got to do something about gun violence. How about making mental illness illegal? Well, they're not going to do that. But all of these people, the common thread that you see woven through all of this, whether it's in Nashville or wherever, is mental illness and the fact that criminals, in the first place, don't pay attention to new laws. That's the bottom line as I look at it.
Or the old laws. When I saw that story, we've all seen people lose their mind in public, whether it's on their kids or whether it's with a worker, a server at a restaurant or whatever. And it's ridiculous. When I first saw the story in Atlanta, I thought, okay, had the guy not had a gun, what would he have done if he didn't have a gun? Maybe he had a knife. Maybe he had a hammer. Maybe he had nothing. Maybe he just had his fist. You know, they're still going to snap. And the fact that he had access to a gun is certainly an issue. And if you are maybe prescribe certain medications. It's like, driving while under the influence. There has to be some constriction, but taking away the guns aren't the issue, in my opinion.
Yeah, we've completely gotten off track with that. It's got to be addressed before they start passing more laws that criminals will ignore to begin with. Hey, speaking of things that are exciting that are going on here locally, I've heard from several friends about this, and actually I'm pretty excited about it myself. There's a new Bass Pro Shop in town, and it's in Sunset Hills, and they've been celebrating. They celebrated the grand opening a little bit earlier this week, but the specials are going on all weekend, and we're going to talk to the general manager about what you might be able to win if you show up, or some of the great deals you can get down there on South Lindbergh near Lindbergh and 44 and Watson. Coming up right here on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews. On air guitar on this program is Mark Cox.
I love it, dude.
He's playing air guitar. He always does that. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They have a wonderful array of firearms, from semi-automatic, automatic as well, silencers. If you want to find a gun concierge, I found it for you, Razorback Armory, into pair. Find their address at RazorbackArmory.com. A great crew over there. So, just a parlaying from our conversation at the beginning of the show about our experience at the St. Louis Trap and Skeet Club, which I'm not a member, but I was able to go out there last weekend with my buddy Kyle Kasparek. The funny thing was, on that same day, his daughter and wife, and his two daughters and wife, were down at the Lake of the Ozarks for the Paul Larson Champion shoot in Lynn Creek, Missouri. And the crazy thing is, I was like, Kyle, why aren't you down there? He goes, well, my wife didn't have it on the calendar, so I didn't know. So we got to hang out and shoot, and it was great. But the results of what happened down in Lynn Creek, Missouri, were fantastic. So we welcome to the program two people. We've got 16-year-old sophomore who shoots for Team Henges, won first place, Tess Kasparek, and her coach, Jennifer Laurent. Laurent is the coach of this crew. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks. Wonderful. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. Tess, let's start with you. When did you start shooting? Because if you're first place, you must have been doing this from the cradle.
No, I've only been doing it about 3 years. I think I started towards the end of eighth grade.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Was it your dad that got you into it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. No, knowing your dad, I could understand that completely. So, Tess, you are with Team Henges. I'll point that out from the Henges range down there off I-44. Believe it or not, my son shot for Team Henges for a long time, and I'm very familiar with what you guys do down there. But this is fantastic. Tell people a little bit about the competition down there in Lynn Creek.
Well, the competition itself, the shoot, the weather was really rough. Like, the wind, it was hard. Like, my hat blew off, like, 5 times. But
oh, my.
When we were shooting up on the line, we all just kind of gave each other words of encouragement and got through it and did what we could.
Yeah.
You know, I should have complained about the wind when we were shooting, because out of my 100 shots, I got 31. So, Tess, tell me how many you got out of 100 shots. I'm just saying it out loud, okay? How many did you get out of? Is it 100 shots you do down there?
Yeah. I got an 82, which was on the lower end of our squad, but yeah.
Well,
I'm being fired from the show.
still, though, with that kind of wind, I mean, that really makes it tricky, doesn't it? Hitting those birds, yeah.
Yeah, they just, you'd shoot at it, it would just fly right up from under you.
Well, that's true. Let me get the coach in here for a minute, Jennifer Laurent with Team Henges. Jennifer, tell us, obviously not ideal conditions as Tess was describing there, but tell us how your team did down in Lynn Creek.
The team did great. We have no complaints besides possibly the weather, but you can't fix that. You know, all you can do is weeks ahead of time put in for your time slots and just cross your fingers that the weather gods will be on your side for it. And sometimes they are, and sometimes they aren't. And then we just encourage the kids as much as we can. Tell them to come out, be prepared. You know, bring extra clothes, that sort of thing, because you just never know what you're going to get handed. But overall, we had the squad that Tess was on, our ladies' squad, actually placed first place out of the competition.
Fantastic.
We had another squad that placed our high school men's or mixed group and the high school open group placed second place. Wow. We had a high overall second place and a few other runners up from our team itself. So we have no complaints from the coaching staff of how our kids did.
Well, congratulations. Jennifer, a little bit of your background. How long have you been around the shooting sports? And were you a competitor with Team Henges or anybody else?
No, I was not. Actually, I'm one of those that I did not touch my first firearm until I met my husband. And he took me plinking at 21. So I'm kind of unusual. Can't say that I am a good shooter. I think I'm a teasing coach. But put me behind the gun and the kids will outshoot me any day of the week. But
wow.
Right now, it's become a passion. I got into it when my children decided this was something they wanted to get involved with. So my husband, who will probably regret it for the rest of his life, encouraged me to get my coaching certs and help out as much as I could, which has now just become this passion.
Oh, that I love hearing that. And as a alumnus, I guess, a parent alum of Team Henges, I love what you guys do down there with these kids. I mean, some of the most polite kids you're ever going to meet are on Team Henges, and the coaching staff is fantastic. I remember I would have to bring my son down there on Saturday mornings at like 7 a.m. for practice. Even in January and February when it's cold outside, and these kids show up like troopers. And maybe you describe that process, because I'm sure there are people listening to this who thought, wow, I'd love my kid to do something like that, and they don't even know how to get started, Jennifer.
Well, usually there's teams throughout this area that, you know, you're not going to find a trap team putting signs out on the, you know, corners of intersections talking about recruitment meetings. Usually the people find out about from their local gun clubs and so forth and ranges. Most of the teams will start recruiting in November, December, and we'll start practicing January, February. The thing that we like to say for parents getting their kids involved is if your youngster is willing to come out on a cold January day, bundled up early in the morning, you can be pretty confident they're going to stay committed to the sport and get involved and stay with it.
Yeah. Hey, Tess, I got to ask you, your sister is also a shooter, your older sister. Is it a good, healthy competition between the two of you, either at practice or even a competition like this?
Me, yes, for her. I think she's more competitive than I am because, you know, I'm the youngest, so she's always trying to beat me and whatnot, but we have fun with it, and we support each other a lot.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you have aspirations of doing this in the Olympics or anything? I mean, are you that caliber?
I mean, maybe. It kind of all depends when college comes around, if, you know, they have a shooting team and just kind of where I go. So I'd like to. It's definitely a passion of mine. I enjoy doing it, but, you know, things change, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, fantastic. Tess, maybe you can talk a little bit about what your coach was mentioning there. I mean, it does take some dedication when you're out there on a January morning at 7 or 8 in the morning on the line getting your practice in.
Yeah, my solution is hot chocolate. That's the only thing I really have. I mean, I had to go to practice 7 a.m. after prom night. So it's definitely a dedication. And you got to go, got to practice if you're really in it. But for me, it's important to me that I go and show up.
Well, good for you. And clearly it's paying off. Congratulations to you and the team. I know that's a great feeling. And for people who don't understand it, this is a statewide competition, obviously, that happens down there, the championship shoot in Lynn Creek near the Lake of the Ozarks. And I've been down there many times, and it's just fantastic. Jennifer, let me bring you back into this conversation. For people who are only peripherally aware of the sport, I mean, we've got Lindenwood University right here in town that has got multiple national champions on it in championships, and there are opportunities out there for these kids to get a good scholarships who put the time in and the dedication.
Yeah, we have teams. We've had a couple of schools reach out to us this year begging for kids and offering scholarships to get to the program. And it's not that it's uncommon. There were actually 925 entries down at the shoot at the past weekend. So there are a lot of kids in the area that are doing this and are taking advantage of these opportunities. They're going off. They're participating in their college teams and so forth, possibly getting scholarships for it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just their outlet for when they are in college. But if not, it's something they can carry with them, you know, for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, very, very true.
Hey, Tess. Tess, real quick, what do the boys think when they find out you're into shooting sports and you're an expert?
I mean, it varies. I don't think, honestly, there's a lot of guys my age that I know that even shoot themselves, so they're normally kind of scared or impressed, you know?
Yeah, and when your sister goes on a date, you're the one on the front porch cleaning your shotgun.
I try.
She does a great job. What Tess doesn't say also in there is that last year she was actually on a national podium squad. That her squad placed fourth place last year at a national event. So it's not unusual for her to be on the podium. She's done it for us quite a few times.
Well, you know, I hope people are paying attention. And as you mentioned, Jennifer, there are a number of clubs in the area. Maybe there's Team Hinges, maybe the Hinges location down there is not convenient for some of the people listening. But on both sides of the river, there are trap shooting clubs, and they compete all the time. It's a fantastic sport. It's a great skill. It's not all that expensive. I mean, when my son started, I know for sure he was using my dad's old shotgun when he first started. It didn't take long till he wanted a nicer gun, right? I wanted a nice Browning BT-99 or something like that. But it's something people can come out and explore, and then maybe you're like Tess, and you just happen to have a natural ability to do it. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get started. We kind of, you know, one of the first questions we always get is, what do I need? Well, right. Like, do you have a shotgun?
Yeah.
You know, we don't ask what make, what model, pump, semi-auto, break it. We don't ask that. Do you have access to a shotgun? Can you find shotgun shells, which thankfully now is a little bit easier than it used to be.
Right.
And then, of course, eye, ear protection, and we get the kids out there. You know, safety is always at the forefront. We get them all the safety drills and so forth, get them comfortable in that, and then we just see where it goes.
I love that. And I pointed
this... I got a question for... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I pointed this out before, but... For people listening to this in the greater St. Louis area, in this big suburban area, a lot of them in you know, very tight suburban neighborhoods and stuff like that, you don't understand how big of a sport this is in the state of Missouri. A lot of high school teams in rural Missouri compete in these championships. I doubt if there are any local high schools, probably at least in the immediate St. Louis area, maybe to the south or west in some of the less populated counties, that have high school teams. So oftentimes when I was with Team Hinges, our kids were down there shooting against either 4-H teams or high school teams from outstate. It's something everybody can get involved in, and I hope they'll give it a look.
And I think this conversation is going to help that.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, things haven't changed too much. There's still a big, you know, more in your rural communities and so forth. It is, like I said, we're almost hitting that 1,000 athlete mark for this Missouri competition, and that's just Missouri. And you have kids ranging from fourth grade all the way up to high school seniors.
Sure.
All right, Tess, I'm writing down some notes here. Complain about the wind. That's what I'm going to write down for myself. And can you offer any tips for a tender shoulder after shooting 100 rounds? Because I'm not conditioned for this. do you get that after a practice round or even a competition?
I'll be honest. Everyone I know always does. I never have. It's never bothered me. And it's not like I've been shooting shotguns, you know, before I started on the team.
That's why she's a champion.
That's right.
Exactly. She's got a callus built up on her shoulder.
Like, bones, a recoil pad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Amazon.com. Here I go. I do want to point out this, the Paul Larson Championship shoot, and I guess a lot of these competitions, the award is a belt buckle, because Tessa's dad, Kyle, sent me a picture of the belt buckle, and I always thought that was regarded for rodeo people, but you have a is this the main trophy that you get?
Yeah, for this event, I think this is the only one we shoot through the year that has a belt buckle, but I have one from this year and last year. We were ladies runner up, so
yeah. Was that over at Sparta?
No, same shoot, just last year.
Okay, awesome. Well, I know they have big shooting events over in Southern Illinois and at Sparta too. Some of the national stuff going on over there.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Coach Jennifer Laurent from Team Hinges and Tess Kasparik, one of their stars at age 16, which is fantastic. Congratulations to both of you, and thanks for giving us some time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
Jennifer,
us. Really appreciate it.
Is there any place that we can send people online if they maybe want to get their kids involved into the shooting sports that they can get more information, maybe the Conservation Department or something?
There's always opportunities through the Missouri Department of Conservation that have like training sessions for Intro to Trap Shooting and so forth. There's also a group called the Missouri Youth Sports Shooting Alliance that covers more than just shotguns. They also have access to groups such as the Student Air Rifle Program and other groups in the state of Missouri. They're a good outlet to get in touch with, and they can help direct people in the right direction, see where you live, and connect you with your closest group.
Great. Jennifer Laurent, Tess Kasparik, thank you both for your time.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, congratulations. Good stuff there. Love being able to pump up the sports shooting. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yep, hey, good stuff.
Coming up, speaking of which, my buddy texted me this week. He's like, I'm so excited. There's a new Bass Pro Shop opening in Sunset Hills. And it did. And we're going to talk to the general manager of the new Bass Pro Shop when we come back. Well, if you're a sportsman, you're going to be happy. That's for sure. A good friend of mine texted me this week and goes, dude, I'm so excited that new Bass Pro Shop is opening in Sunset Hills, because he lives in South County, right? He's been waiting and waiting and waiting for that to happen. So welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And joining Bo and I right now is Paul Cox, who's the general manager of the new Bass Pro Shop down there in Sunset Hills. Opened up, had the grand opening Wednesday, and is now open for business. And Paul, welcome into the show.
Hey, glad to be here, guys. Appreciate you talking to me today.
The important question here is, do I get the Cox discount when I come down there?
You know, as much as we may want to believe we're family, but with ideology and all, man, you're going to get the same great deal everybody else is getting right now. We got some great promos.
Way to sell it. Way to sell it.
It's just the life we live.
Wow. So tell us about that. I mean, this weekend is just action-packed for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, man. You know, there's so many just great values and promotions, and we have giveaways each day. You know, we kicked off this morning with first 100 people, 100 families in line got a gift card. They ranged from $10 to $500. It was so exciting to see people open those $500 gift cards or multiple of those in the mix. And, you know, we were wrapped around the building pretty early. So people were anxious and ready, and it's already bustling. You can't say how excited, you know, the community, obviously, of Sunset Hills and all of us are to finally be open and just running. Promotion-wise, man, definitely some great things to get people in this week.
That's fantastic. I once won chicken for a year from KFC, so I can imagine what it be to get a big gift card. No, it's, hey, a lot of people benefited from that because I couldn't eat all that chicken. But
you're welcome.
Paul, how long have you been with the company?
Oh man, I'm relatively new to Bass Pro. Had some big box outside experience, and just so fortunate to spend a little bit of time at St. Charles and East Peoria. Just learning to get in the field for us as a company. And man, you know, who wouldn't want to go to work for Johnny Morris?
Yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer there.
No kidding. No, and just to get invited down to his golf course a few times would be good enough.
Oh man, the guy definitely he walks the walk. It's amazing the conservation last night. 20% of all sales went to conservation, and it was obviously amazing to have such a great turnout. This community, it's their store. There's no question about it. We're taking pride knowing it. And we're so fortunate to be where we're at. And
within the 93,000 square feet that you have, which is I think a great boost for the Crestwood area, since Crestwood Mall went away. Maybe that was before your time, or you're not aware of that. But that was a huge center where people went to, and Bass Pro can do that. Let's talk about some of the cool features people can look forward to if they haven't already been to the store, like the aquarium.
Oh, we have 14,000 gallon aquarium filled with native fish. You know, being in the cave state, if you haven't been to Onondaga Cave, If you come in, you get a feel for what that is. It's amazing theming motifs throughout. The Lewis and Clark, when you walk in, fireplace at the entrance, just beautiful. The light fixtures have amazing theming. You've got some pretty amazing taxidermy spread throughout. As Bass Pro is a destination retailer, there's no question that when you walk in, I call it a vacation feel. There's always this just a little bit of calming of just things that just draw you in. And it's pretty amazing. If you're passionate about the outdoors, you're going to get that feel coming in. Being a Toys R Us that's converted and that conservation side of things, you'd have no idea walking to the door. It's just another beautiful Bass Pro shop.
Yeah, I'll bet it. I'm always impressed when I've walked into the one out in St. Charles, which has been, and I've been to the one in Springfield, you literally have everything you could need for a sportsman. I mean, you're a boat, you sell boats, you sell vehicles. I mean, you name it, it's there, right?
You got it. So, our Tracker dealership on site, we have a service center on site for, those that need those boats serviced, our ATVs, UTVs. But as you said, for the outdoorsman and even those beginners just getting into it, it's such a wide range of product to kind of accommodate everyone. Hunting, fishing, no question, and by all means, that is a lot of our core business. But I think people don't realize sometimes that we have an amazing camping selection. You want to buy a bicycle, we've got great bikes, great values. They're built. We have a professional company that puts those together for us. And when you come in, we've got them ready to go, and you're on your way with it. Apparel, it's not just camo for hunting, but we've got a nice range of kids and ladies, as well as men's and selections from our Ascend brand, the Bass Pro brand, to having the Carhartt brands and those nice range of products that is stuff you might go elsewhere for that you just don't realize that Bass Pro carries.
Paul Cox is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, general manager of the brand new Bass Pro Shop in Sunset Hills. And this is for selfish reasons, but when I saw on your website that you have off-road vehicle servicing and boat service stuff, did you guys revamp that business? Because I have had issues with my ATVs or UTVs in the past, and I bring it to a dealer, and it's like 3 months before I get it back. Have you guys improved on that, or tell us about that part of it? Is it only vehicles that you sell that you service?
Sure. And if we have a certified tech for it, it is typically those Tracker brands that we do service. When it comes to boats, obviously, the Ranger boats, Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, there's a big range. We want to make sure that we have a certified mechanic for those. And by all means, we got a great crew. So we would want to match up to that brand to make sure. But we do have guys on site ready and available to service immediately.
Awesome.
So we were fortunate to have, St. Charles has a service center. We're just really fortunate to have it on premise with the building. So we've got some great experience here. We have some guys have been around for 20 plus years, just doing an amazing job of service. So we're so fortunate to have the right people. And by all means, as you said, if it goes wrong, you don't want to be waiting 3 months for service.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We might be stuck dealing on some parts situations at times, but to my knowledge, I haven't heard of anything where we're a 3 month wait on getting somebody fixed.
Speaking of things there's been a shortage of, you guys also obviously sell firearms and even pre-owned guns down there. Tell us a little bit more about that. The last time I was at the St. Charles store, I mean, the selection was incredible.
Oh, absolutely. And when you walk into this store, we have the firearms counter it's a nice widespread, just a beautiful range of anything from that low to that high-end starter point. And we do have used firearms, and by all means, if you're looking for something that's a little different at times, it's always kind of fun just to wander through and see what you see. We we are always acquiring more of those things, and it's a nice rotation in and out of every once in a while. You have some of those more historic type of weapons come in, archery as well. And we've got a small range that we can use to get everybody set up when they do buy. But man, it's so fun. I'm overwhelmed with excitement. It's just, especially after last night, finally getting people in here. It's just a blast getting people equipped for their outdoor passions.
Now, when you say you have a small range, like an indoor shooting range type thing for customers, or is it just for setting up targeting and stuff like that?
No, really just for setup. We want to make sure we have people properly equipped. So
okay.
We'll use that to get things set up properly. And so it's not, you're not buying something and having to shift your house. And then when you get it going, man, how do I get this thing properly aligned and working? And we're going to make sure that our archery techs are getting you set. And we want to make things right from day one. So we use that. It's a 20-yard just to get things lined up, sighted in, and rolling.
Well, as big as Bass Pro has turned out to be, and congratulations on all the success, can you tell us any of the specials like that are going to be going on for the next week or so that your suppliers are going, hey, we want to celebrate with you. We'll give you this, this, or this. Anything, or can you direct us to where we can find that information out?
So there definitely, there's quite a bit to be found on that. And so currently, Grand Opening Celebration Sale is running as we speak. The next 4 days are quite a bit of big things. BassPro.com, and by all means, you can select Sunset Hills for the sale out on it. There's a pretty big range. And if we're talking marine electronics, we've got Garmin EchoMap Ultras. You know, normally it's $2,800, kind of for $1,599 right now. That's a big deal.
Wow.
It's one of these things that, you know, normally that's Black Friday. We'll have a handful, and we kicked off with 200 of these things. So it's not something where we're a low quantity, and you know, we have the ability to order more. Giveaways each day. We're doing some kind of giveaway. May 6th, you know, first 100, it's that classic Bass Pro hat. But we do have a grand opening prize pack, too, that they can register for. It's a $5,300 value, has a kayak, has an electric bike, has some, you know, trolling motors, some marine electronics. Pretty impressive pack. The big sale this weekend, there are a lot of items within. But the big sale this week, our club card members, our club MasterCard, 10% off. It's that next 4 days. And nice. One of those rare times where there are very few exclusions on it. Pretty big deal on that, and it's not something that typically runs, you know, consecutive days. So definitely some exciting things to get people in and get everybody excited.
Yeah, so your newfound cousin here, Mark Cox, Paul, needs a new set of waders. You got any deal on clothing this weekend?
So on the clothing side, there's a pretty wide range. Man, like I say, that club's going to encompass everything. We definitely have waiters on hand ready to run. So, and then you just need to come in and see us and pick out what you want, and we'll make sure you're outfitted.
That's outstanding.
All right. Well, Paul, congratulations on your appointment as general manager at the new Bass Pro Shop that is open in Sunset Hills. And I bet you the Sunset Hills business community is thrilled that you're there because it's just been, you know, since Crestwood went away.
Well, if you're a sportsman, you're going to be happy. That's for sure. A good friend of mine texted me this week and goes, dude, I'm so excited that new Bass Pro Shop is opening in Sunset Hills, because he lives in South County, right? He's been waiting and waiting and waiting for that to happen. So welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And joining Bo and I right now is Paul Cox, who's the general manager of the new Bass Pro Shop down there in Sunset Hills. Opened up, had the grand opening Wednesday, and is now open for business. And Paul, welcome into the show.
Hey, glad to be here, guys. Appreciate you talking to me today.
The important question here is, do I get the Cox discount when I come down there?
You know, as much as we may want to believe we're family with ideology and all, man, you're going to get the same great deal everybody else is getting right now. We got some great promos.
Way to sell it. Way to sell it.
It's just the life we live.
Wow. So tell us about that. I mean, this weekend is just action-packed for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, man. You know, there's so many just great values and promotions, and we have giveaways each day. You know, we kicked off this morning with first 100 people, 100 families in line got a gift card. They ranged from $10 to $500. It was so exciting to see people open those $500 gift cards or multiple of those in the mix. And, you know, we were wrapped around the building pretty early, so people were anxious and ready, and it's already bustling. You can't say how excited, you know, the community, obviously, of Sunset Hills and all of us are to finally be open and just running. Promotion-wise, man, definitely some great things to get people in this week.
That's fantastic. I once won chicken for a year from KFC, so I can imagine what it'd be to get a big gift card. No, it's, hey, a lot of people benefited from that because I couldn't eat all that chicken. But
you're welcome.
Paul, how long have you been with the company?
Oh man, I'm relatively new to Bass Pro. Had some big box outside experience, and just so fortunate to. I spent a little bit of time at St. Charles and East Peoria, just learning and getting the feel for us as a company. And man, you know, who wouldn't want to go to work for Johnny Morris?
Yeah,
it's kind of a no-brainer there.
No kidding. No, and just to get invited down to his golf course a few times would be good enough.
Oh man, the guy definitely he walks the walk. It's amazing. The conservation last night, 20% of all sales went to conservation, and it was obviously. Amazing to have such a great turnout. This community, it's their store. There's no question about it. We're taking pride knowing it. And we're so fortunate to be where we're at. And man,
well, within the 93,000 square feet that you have, which is, I think, a great boost for the Crestwood area, since Crestwood Mall went away. Maybe that was before your time, or you're not aware of that. But that was a huge center where people went to, and Bass Pro can do that. Let's talk about some of the cool features people can look forward to if they haven't already been to the store, like the aquarium.
Oh, we have 14,000 gallon aquarium filled with native fish. You know, being in the cave state, if you haven't been to Onondaga Cave. If you come in, you get a feel for what that is. It's amazing theming motifs throughout. The Lewis and Clark, when you walk in, fireplace at the entrance, just beautiful. The light fixtures have amazing theming. You've got some pretty amazing taxidermy spread throughout. As Bass Pro is a destination retailer, there's no question that when you walk in, I call it a vacation view. There's always this just a little bit of calming of just things that just draw you in. And it's pretty amazing. If you're passionate about the outdoors, you're going to get that feel coming in. You know, being a Toys R Us that's converted and that conservation side of things, you'd have no idea walking to the door. It's just another beautiful Bass Pro shop.
Yeah, I'll bet it. I'm always impressed when I've walked into the one out in St. Charles, which has been, and I've been to the one in Springfield, you literally have everything you could need for a sportsman. I mean, you're a boat, you sell boats, you sell vehicles. I mean, you name it, it's there, right?
You got it. So, you know, our Tracker dealership on site, we have a service center on site for, you know, those that need those boats serviced, our ATVs, UTVs. But as you said, for the outdoorsman and even those beginners just getting into it, it's such a wide range of product to kind of accommodate everyone. Hunting, fishing, no question, and by all means, that is a lot of our core business. But I think people don't realize sometimes that we have an amazing camping selection. You know, you want to buy a bicycle, we've got great bikes, great values. You know, they're built. We have a professional company that puts those together for us. And when you come in, we've got them ready to go, and you're on your way with it. Apparel, wow, it's not just camo for hunting, but we've got a nice range of kids and ladies, as well as, you know, men's and selections from our Ascend brand, the Bass Pro brand, to having the Carhartt brands and those nice range of products that is stuff you might go elsewhere for that you just don't realize that Bass Pro carries.
Paul Cox is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, general manager of the brand new Bass Pro Shop in Sunset Hills. And this is for selfish reasons, but when I saw on your website that you have off-road vehicle servicing and boat service stuff, did you guys revamp that business? Because I have had issues with my ATVs or UTVs in the past, and I bring it to a dealer and it's like 3 months before I get it back. Have you guys improved on that, or tell us about that part of it? Is it only vehicles that you sell that you service?
Sure. And if we have a certified tech for it, it is typically those Tracker brands that we do service. When it comes to boats, obviously, the Ranger boats, Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, there's a big range. You know, we want to make sure that we have a certified mechanic for those. And by all means, we got a great crew. So we would want to match up to that brand to make sure. But we do have guys on site ready and available to service immediately.
Awesome.
So we were fortunate to have, you know, St. Charles has a service center. We're just really fortunate to have it on premise with the building. So you know, we've got some great experience here. We have some guys have been around for 20 plus years, just doing an amazing job of service. So we're so fortunate to have the right people. And by all means, as you said, you know, if it goes wrong, you don't want to be waiting 3 months for service.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, we might be stuck dealing on some parts situations at times, but to my knowledge, I haven't heard of anything where we're a 3 month wait on on getting somebody fixed.
Speaking of things there's been a shortage of, you guys also obviously sell firearms and even pre-owned guns down there. Tell us a little bit more about that. The last time I was at the St. Charles store, I mean, the selection was incredible.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when you walk into this store, we have the firearms counter it's a nice widespread, just a beautiful range of anything from that low to that high-end starter point. And you know, we do have used firearms, and by all means, if you're looking for something that's a little different at times, it's always kind of fun just to wander through and see what you see. You know, we are always acquiring more of those things, and it's a nice rotation in and out of every once in a while you have some of those more historic type of weapons come in, archery as well. And we've got a small range that we can use to get everybody set up when they do buy. But man, it's so fun. I'm overwhelmed with excitement. It's just, especially after last time, finally getting people in here. It's just a blast getting people equipped for their outdoor passions.
Now, when you say you have a small range, like an indoor shooting range type thing for customers, or is it just for setting up targeting and stuff like that?
So really just for setup. We want to make sure we have people properly equipped. So
okay.
We'll use that to get things set up properly. And so it's not, you're not buying something and having to shift your house. And then when you get it going, man, how do I get this thing properly aligned and working? But we're going to make sure that our archery techs are getting you set. And we want to make things right from day one. So we use that. It's a 20 yard just to get things lined up, sighted in and rolling.
Well, as big as Bass Pro has turned out to be, and congratulations on all the success, can you tell us any of the specials like that are going to be going on for the next week or so that your suppliers are going, hey, we want to celebrate with you. We'll give you this, or this. Anything, or can you direct us to where we can find that information out?
So there's quite a bit to be found on that end. So currently, Grand Opening Celebration Sale is running as we speak. The next 4 days are quite a bit of big things. BassPro.com, and by all means, you can select Sunset Hills for the sale ad on it. There's a pretty big range. And if we're talking marine electronics, we've got Garmin EchoMap Ultras. You know, normally it's $2,800. We're going for $1,599 right now. That's a big deal.
Wow.
It's one of these things that, you know, normally that's Black Friday. We'll have a handful. And we kicked off with 200 of these things. So it's not something where we're a low quantity, and you know, we have the ability to order more. Giveaways. Each day we're doing some kind of giveaway. May 6th, you know, first 100, it's that classic Bass Pro hat. But we do have a grand opening prize pack, too, that they can register for. It's a $5,300 value, has a kayak, has an electric bike, has some, you know, trolling motors, some marine electronics. Pretty impressive pack. The big sale this weekend, there are a lot of items within. But the big sale this week, our club card members, our club MasterCard, 10% off. And it's that next 4 days. And nice. One of those rare times where there were very few exclusions on it. Pretty big deal on that, and it's not something that typically runs, you know, consecutive days. So definitely some exciting things to get people in and get everybody excited.
Yeah, so your newfound cousin here, Mark Cox, Paul, needs a new set of waders. You got any deal on clothing this weekend?
So on the clothing side, there's a pretty wide range. Man, like I say, that club's going to encompass everything. We definitely have waiters on hand ready to run. So, man, you just need to come in and see us and pick out what you want, and we'll make sure you're outfitted.
That's outstanding.
All right. Well, Paul, congratulations on your appointment as general manager at the new Bass Pro Shop that is open in Sunset Hills. And I bet you the Sunset Hills business community is thrilled that you're there because it's just been, you know, since Crestwood went away, Crestwood Mall, it just seemed like there was not a lot to go there for. So congratulations on everything. And we really appreciate you joining us here.
Hey, so appreciate you guys having me.
You bet. Paul, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. All see right. when you come in for those waiters. Right?
I will be in. I'll look you up.
36, right.
You bet. We'll see you all soon. 3600 South Lindbergh. I will. I'll be knocking on the door. Paul, it's your cousin Mark. No, just kidding.
That's funny.
Drop that card. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Good. You're right. It's a destination, to your point. The people in Sunset Hills, that entire area there, are going to love that, because there's going to be traffic coming from all over the place to go to that Bass Pro. And then you go next door and have a beer at Helen Fitzgerald's, or you go across the street to the Chick-fil-A, where I'm sure the lines will be longer than ever.
Or the Twisted Tree
The Twisted Tree's on the other side. Yeah, that's
ooh,
great.
Mellow
location.
Mushroom. You like that place? That's right down the road.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
A hippie place. Yeah,
is it's Roadhouse it's really cool. Right on the other side of the interstate there? Right in Kirkwood?
Yeah, wasn't there a Longhorn?
That's in the parking lot of the Bass Pro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And I think they just did a big revamp, too.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Right. Anyway, well, congratulations to the area for getting another iconic destination location to go shopping, for sure.
Good stuff. So we'll go, Bo, you and I'll go down there. We'll get some more shotgun shells. We'll go practice our trap shooting. What do you think?
I'll tell you, I'm going to need it. But I'm going to complain about the wind every day.
Nice. Well, whatever you're doing this weekend, enjoy yourselves. We'll see you next time around on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
I'm not worried.
Get more at 971talk.com.